3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner with your hosts Nathan Grace 989 and Nightshade 04
and Lighter 9.
Now grab your Ranger keys and your Astro switches, because it's time for the Tokusatsu Corner.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of Tokusatsu. Guten Tag, I'm Nathan Graves 989, and with me as always are
Nightshade
and Lighter 9.
And welcome to episode 11 of the Tokusatsu Corner. And goddammit, it still feels good to be here.
Good to have you back, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you once again. Please, no applauding. Anyway, time to announce last week's trivia winners. And actually, I have an announcement to make about the Tokusatsu Corner trivia. We're going to be starting... It's going to be become more like a game. Starting this episode, we're going to be issuing out points. And why are we doing this? Well, one, for bragging rights for all y'all. And two, whoever gets to 10 points first gets to be a special guest host on the Tokusatsu Corner for one episode. But there are some rules. You gotta have a decent mic. You can't have... If you have one that crackles a lot or it sounds like you're talking through a McDonald's speaker, you're not going to be on the podcast.
And, sorry.
And two, you obviously got to have Skype, because that's what we use to record our podcast, because we live in different parts of the country. And three, you can only become a guest host 3 times in a row. After that, you got to skip, say, a week. And then but you can still answer trivia questions for your total score, but it won't count towards a guest host score. And after that week, you could start answering questions again and tally up points to be a guest host again. Anyway, time to answer the question. And the question was, how many users have used the birth driver and who were they? And the answer is 5. First being Nobunaga in the 00's Movie War Corps. Then Date and Goto in the series. Satonaka in the mini webisodes. And Eiji in the 2021 Core Metal movie. And congratulations to Exodia the Forbidden One 25, Blitzkrieg Dragon 13, Neon Kyo, and Decree for answering the questions correctly. And all 4 of you each have 1 point added to your total score and added to the guest host score. Oh, and another thing. Once somebody reaches 10 points, the scores for being a guest host will be completely wiped. Everybody will start at 0 the next week and keep on competing again. But keep track of your overall score, because we want to know them and we'll announce them each week on the corner.
I just realized, what if there's like a 4-way tie? Or if there's like a tie?
Then we will have all of them on here.
We'll have all of them in a cage and they'll fight it out.
Who can give the best discussion topics? Go!
It'll be like that scene in Naruto when he had all those ninjas in the pit, when Urashimaru had all those ninjas in the pit, and they had a fight to become the best, and then he eat the top one. So if you win, we will also eat you after you get your guest spot.
If you win, you get a free snake.
But anyway, after that lengthy announcement, it's time for the Toku News Corner
with me, Nightshade. Because the news starts now.
From YouTube's World Tokusatsu News Headquarters, this is the Tokusatsu News Corner with Nathan Graves 989 and Nightshade 04 and Lighter 9.
Alright, first up, South Korean game company Retrieve Soft announced it will unveil Power Rangers Online, an MMORPG based on the popular Super Sentai series produced by Toei Company. In a later half of 2011. So, I guess it's almost here. Power Rangers Online is based on Maho Sentai, Mazuranger, which aired in South Korea as Power Rangers Magic Force in 2006. The game is expected to be made into a horizontal scroll action RPG. The teaser site for the game is now online and announced that it plans to launch closed beta testing for the game within this year. In other news, AKB48's Akiya Umeda, Sumire Sato, and Haruka Shimida and the Ultraman Foundation visited the Moriokashi City Prefectural Office in Iwate Prefecture. The northeastern prefecture was one of the areas hit hardest in March 11 earthquake and tsunami. At the event, the group donated 20 million yen, or about $250,000, and two microbuses. The microbuses have AKB48 and Ultraman themes, seats 26 passengers, and will be used as school buses. The donations will benefit the area's children still recovering from the earthquake and tsunami. The Ultraman Foundation was founded to aid children affected by the Great Eastern Japan earthquake disaster. It has held various events and raised funds for the affected children. At last month's comic market in Tokyo, visitors could purchase the Ultraman Begins 2011 Arata Tataki no Hajimari Dojinshi by donating at least 500 yen, about $6, to the Ultraman Foundation.
I find this really cool that they're doing this for the children. This just shows how much they really care. And again,
it's unbelievably cool.
The power of tokusatsu.
This just means that for this time period, they can believe that Ultraman exists.
Even though I haven't heard of it.
Even though none of us have seen it or heard of it.
But like, this is a time when children really need heroes, especially after a disaster like that. I remember seeing a image of like various tokusatsu heroes, like Gokaigers and O's, and like seeing, I believe, the Gokaio like helping out like victims in this during this tragedy. And if we can, we'll have the picture come up here. And I just thought this was really moving, especially considering, like, these are the superheroes in Japan. Like, these are their Supermans, their Batmans. Like, they're the role models for the children there.
Just shows, I mean, because there wasn't, like, Power Rangers or anything like that in New Orleans after Katrina, so...
I really wish there was, though. That would have been nice to see.
Yeah, it would have been really nice to see.
And our prayers goes out to the victims still affected by this great tragedy.
In other news, the first of six Kaisuke Sentai Gokaiger SH Figure Arts has finally been released. SH Figure Arts Gokai Red represents the marvelous and trustworthy captain of the Gokai Galleon crew. SH Figure Arts Gokai Red stands 14 centimeters tall and comes with Gokai Gun, Gokai Sabre, Gokai Red Ranger Keys, crossed arms, and limited edition first release steering wheel for the Gokai Galleon. Interchangeable hands are also included. SH Figure Arts Gokai Red costs 3,500 yen, or about $40.
You hear that? He could cross his arms. I gotta fucking get this toy now. That's worth $40 alone.
he's gonna stare at you like this while you whack off to hentai or porn or whatever you're doing. Like, how dare you?
Challenge accepted.
In my presence. In other SH Figure Arts news, Bandai recently revealed new images for the upcoming release of SH Figure Arts Gokai Silver. It represents the trustworthy diehard superheroes Super Sentai fan from Kaisuke Sentai Gokaiger. SH Figure Arts Gokai Silver also stands 14 centimeters tall and comes with various accessories, including the Gokai Spear in-gun trident mode, Gokai Cellular, and although not pictured, it will definitely come with a Gokai Silver Ranger Key. SH Figure Arts Gokai Silver costs 36.75 yen and will be released January 2012.
Why does silver cost more than red?
Because fuck you, that's why.
Because silver's better than red.
I'm actually surprised it doesn't come with the gold mold shield.
Yeah, That would be nice.
Well, that's going to be, I guess, for another SH figure so they can get more money.
More money!
Those tricky bastards. Okay.
More money is always better. In more SH Figure Arts news, Super Sentai fans residing in the US, rejoice! For your wait has finally come to an end. You can now purchase Samurai Sentai Shinkenger SH Figure Arts in your area, starting with previously released SH Figure Arts Shinken Red and Shinken Gold.
Holy shit, they're actually going to release Sentai toys in America? And
you
it's
betcha.
Not in, at a convention?
Nope. It's going to be sold at your local retailer.
Wow. And to be more specifically, Toys R Us. We're not being paid by Toys R Us to say that.
No, we just thought you guys should know, because that'd be awesome.
Although we would like money, Toys R Us, if you're listening.
Give us money!
Okay.
Anywho, no more information can be divulged at this time. In other news, after the Tokyo Game Show in 2011, the official blog for Bandai Namco Games' upcoming PlayStation Portable and Nintendo Wii game Kamen Rider Climax Heroes Foes, which featured new info in the tag team battle. There are three types of tag team battle systems. You can swap characters freely without consuming gauge. You can call your assist to do combined attacks. For example, if you choose Fize Blaster and Hyper Kabuto, both of them can do a powerful missile attack. This consumes Rider gauge. When it's 2-on-2 on screen, you can swap between characters, letting the CPU control the other one. Climax Heroes Foes will be released on PlayStation Portable and Nintendo Wii for 59.81 yen. Check out the Kamen Rider Climax Heroes Foes pre-order page at CD Japan. Finally, brand new information about the upcoming Kamen Rider X Kamen Rider Foes and O's Movie Wars Mega Max reveals two new riders, Kamen Rider Nedeshiko and Kamen Rider Poseidon. Kamen Rider Nedeshiko is a high school student that wants to cooperate with Foes. Gentaro is supposed to be falling in love with this character. The scan does not say whether she will appear in the TV series. I really hope she does.
That'd be really great, especially having the secondary writer being a woman.
The very first second writer in the Showa era.
We're in the Heisei.
Cut that out. Cut that out! Shit. Whatever. Anywho, that's all for the Toku News this week. These stories and more were brought to you by JE Fusion, the Japanese entertainment blog. So go to JE Fusion for tokusatsu, anime, music, movie, and entertainment news.
Alright, thank you for all those stories, Naichi. Very informative as always.
Thank you very much.
And with that, it's time for the Toku Music Moment. Now, as we know, last week we played one of Light's favorite songs. But this time we're gonna be good. But we're not gonna play like any Shinkenger songs. Sorry, Light. But we are gonna be playing a Sentai song. And the song we're gonna be playing for you this week is the opening to Ginga Man. In English.
Hmm.
And we'll be right back with your fan questions.
Enjoy the song.
Astral energy, fed enough power to space.
behind. Dash, dash! Sleep the evil lies, gone away to hide. Bucket shot and louder. Missing their hearts fine, but look deep into your eyes, I can see the flame of mine. Cosmic energy fitting our soul tonight. Come on, kicking Gingham Man, right on riding Gingham Man. Five wishes from galaxy come true together.
Welcome back to the corner, and that was the opening to Gingham Man in English.
Good. Honestly, I didn't like it at first, but now that I hear it again, it's growing on me. It's really good.
It's got that jungle beat to it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
Well, you will be hearing it when you edit it.
You'll be hearing the shit out of this song.
You know what? I'm changing the song right now. Climax jump! Play it! Go!
Yeah!
Yes! We're switching to make the change! Switching to make the change! Should we keep all that in?
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, enough torture aside, it's time to answer your questions, and we're gonna kick it over to Light to, as he reads them off. Light?
Okay, our first question to kick all this off is from the Full Metal Dragon 12 and Michael Alcova. They asked the same question. What are your top five Kamen Riders, Heisei or Showa era?
All right, my list has changed from last podcast since I actually went back and watched a lot of the Kamen Riders. So they go number five, Kamen Rider Black RX. Number four, Kamen Rider Blade. Number three, Kamen Rider Fies. Number two, Kamen Rider Double. Number one, Kamen Rider O's. All of them are good series. They both brought something interesting to the table. The reason I put them in order is very simple. Black number five, because lightsabers are awesome. Number four, Kamen Rider Blade. He uses cards to swipe in his sword, kill his enemies, and it's never looked more badass. All of them look incredibly badass doing it. Number five is number three because cell phones that turn you into superheroes and that transform into guns are incredibly badass. Kamen Rider Double is number two because Fang Joker. That's all. That's all you need. Everything else is just gravy at this point. And Kamen Rider O's had the most combos. It was very they were very meticulous in getting all these core medals and doing all these combos, and I thought it was incredibly awesome. And that's it for my top five.
Okay, my top five will do in the same order as Nightshade, so we don't get confused like last time and think that if I put Kiva, it's my top number one, have everybody hate me. Okay.
Sorry about that.
My number 5, Kamen Rider Decade, self-explanatory. Number 4.
Why do you even have that as a top 5 is Decade 2?
I will punch you.
Well, the reason that Decade's in my top 5 is because I've only seen 5 different Kamen Rider series. So, I can't put one that I haven't seen in my top 5.
Yes, you can! Anything is better than Decade.
As I watch more series, Decade will move down the list. Anyway.
The number infinite zero.
So, to 5 number, is Decade.
To number dick.
5 is Decade. 4 I'm is Deno. Dead. 4 is Deno, because I didn't like the main character, I didn't like the storyline, I didn't like the opening. I just didn't like a lot about Deno. 3 is Kiva. It would be higher on the list, however, the jumps back to 1986 kind of took away from the action. And just time swapping started to become a pain. My second favorite is Kamen Rider Oz. I didn't like Izzy or Goto that much for it to be top. And my number one favorite is Kamen Rider Double, because I loved every character that was involved in the storyline. It had plenty of customization. No, Akiko was interesting too.
I will hit Akiko in the face with a bottle.
Akiko was interesting too.
And I will, and that bottle will break it. I will stab her in the face with a broken bottle. I've never hated someone that much.
Okay, so then Double's my top favorite because I like the characters. I liked all the movies except for Eternal, which I couldn't really get into. And the suit was customizable. It never got static. There wasn't a, oh great, he got, you know, the power up form like he got with Kiva. It, you know, was constantly switching it out, switching it out, switching it out. So yeah, those are my top 5.
There's a rule here. Double must be at least number 2.
My number 5
because
is...
Because that's what double means. My... Double means 2.
My number 5 is double.
You will die!
I'm just kidding.
I will stab you out of the podcast.
You will perish at the hands of the gods.
I'm not too impressed. This is going to really be hard because I'm very limited with the Kamen Rider I've been exposed to. But number 5, I would have to say it would be Deno. And I think it's interesting. It's funny at times and... The main character is a pussy, but I like the Imogene's personalities. They're really funny, and he
starts to grow a pair by the time he gets liner form.
Yeah, and I find it hilarious that it's like a kid show. And in the first episode, I distinctly remember like an Imogene like swooping up this woman and flying into the sky, stealing like her bell thing, and then just dropping her to the fucking ground.
This is what you should learn, children. You must become a monster and drop a woman from the skyscraper.
Anyway,
dropping people from high heights will solve all your problems. Though a gun could do the same thing.
Anyway, number 4, I'd have to be... I would say foes, but it's not even... finish yet, so that's not gonna be on the list. But
why'd you bring it up then?
Suck a dick. Number 4. Hibiki. No, I'm just kidding. Black RX. Same reason. Lightsabers are cool.
Yeah.
Number 3 would have to be Kiva.
Kamen Rider Castlevania.
Yeah, this is despite what Crows and Cannabis say, I love this series. Story, I don't like that it jumps back really often, and the ending was really lackluster.
Ending was balls,
yeah,
are you kidding me?
Ending was terrible. But, like, the story, like, the characters, I really enjoyed them.
The suits look boss, though.
The suit designs are amazing in this series, and, yeah, number 3 has to be Kiva. Number 2.
And I like the prevalent, you know, Castlevania theme too, you know, with the Rider kick. You have the dragon castle in the background, you know, the wings and chains and, yeah, very Castlevania feel.
when you kill your enemy, his soul doesn't go to heaven. It gets digested.
By a giant dragon castle.
That's worse than hell.
With a chainsaw leg.
With a chainsaw leg, yes. Dragon Castle.
We're gonna keep bringing up. We're gonna keep bringing Chainsaw Leg up a lot, aren't we?
Dragon Castle with a chainsaw leg. Bring it up now. Bam. There.
Bam. There.
Fear its epicness.
Fear its chainsaw. Close up on the chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that chainsaw. Oh yeah.
It's not nearly as gay as closing up on Foz's bulge.
You guys requested it, so I edited it.
But anyway. My number two, O's.
Obvious reasons.
Yeah, they've already stated it. The characters, and I love the ending. It was a really powerful ending.
That made me cry a little bit.
It made you feel sad for essentially something that doesn't have a life. You felt that Ankh was actually a living being, and when he died. Like sacrificing himself so that Eiji can stop Dr. Maki. It's really moving. And yeah, but anyway, moving on. Number one, I don't think I even need to say it.
Double,
yeah. Double is an amazing series. It has amazing characters. The suit design is awesome. The movies, fantastic. I haven't yet to see Eternal yet. And
everybody's likable except for that dumb bimbo bitch.
Like, even for the villains, you feel for them later on in the series.
Some more than others, but
yeah, but it's just really good series. Really great introduction into Kamen Rider if you ever want to get into it.
That was the first one I finished.
Also,
it was the first one I started, but Double was the first one I finished.
Also, if you take a look at the Weather Dopant and the Nausicaä Dopant, I consider them the Dopant Kamen Riders because they look kind of like Kamen Riders.
Yeah, but like
the evil Kamen Riders of the season, but they're not called Kamen Riders, which makes them that much more awesome.
Because they're Dopants, and they have some of the best designs out of all the monsters in the series, because a lot of them are fucking goofy as all hell. But they work!
Yeah. I mean, can't really fault them for being monsters.
The ending was a bit of a... what's the word I'm looking for?
Lacking in emotion. Like
Deus Ex Machina.
Yeah, that's it. Deus Ex Machina. I didn't want to say lacking in emotion because I cried like bitch when she left that.
Like cop out. Cop out.
That's it.
Yeah, cop out. There we go. Just like the Kiva ending.
Like
my brother, we need to fight and I will hate you. Oh, don't worry, everything will be just fine. You know, I'll be king and you go do this. Okay, that's cool.
The future!
But if they end a Double with 48 when Philip dies and just Shotaro opening that box revealing the lost driver with the Joker memory, that would have been a perfect ending to a damn near perfect series.
That would have been amazing.
But yeah, Double number one spot for me.
At least I'm not the most hated person anymore.
After this list are about 50%, you know, matched up.
Except
you're the outlier, Nightshade.
I don't have Decade because I'm not a fucking moron.
It was. I've only seen 5.
You could have put it at number balls.
Gotta put it.
Like, considering how much you hate Deno and Decade, you could have said, like, one was number balls and the other was, like, number...
Okay, guys, we have a lot of questions to get through this one.
Okay,
sorry.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Okay, next question is from Tassiner. What Power Ranger villain or villains would you want to see go up against your Kamen Rider of choice?
This is a really good question.
Oh, yeah.
This is like the greatest question because you're taking villains from a damn good series in America and you're combining with a damn good series in Japan. So I guess Oh, God. You know what I'm going to do? I would like to have Kamen Rider Fize go up against Lord Zedd. Because Lord Zedd is the most intimidating looking motherfucker in the world. And, this part I want edited out because I gotta ask. Who's that dinosaur guy from Dino Thunder again?
Mezugog.
And I want, I know I'm gonna be cheating, but I want Kamen Rider Double to go up against Mezugog.
In Fang Joker form.
In Fang Joker form. Yes! No, just, yeah, he'll have all of his memories. He'll just be that much. I think that would be the two best combinations for me.
I would like to see Kamen Rider Kiva.
Of course.
Fight against Ecliptor from In Space.
Damn, that's a good one.
Just.
I think Ecliptor is probably a good enough villain on his own.
Yeah, just imagine. Just. Kiva in Emperor form with the Zanbat sword fighting against Ecliptor. That's just epicness right there.
Yeah, and plus, if you think about it, they're really dark tone characters. Like, Kiva's got that black and red and silver going for him, and Ecliptor's got that green and black going for him.
Yeah.
That's a pretty badass fight right there. You can't watch it in the dark, though, because you can't see.
But yeah, that's my choice. What about you, like?
Okay, my choice: Taja Doll versus Dark Specter.
Ah!
I know. I bet you guys wish you thought of him, huh?
I have completely forgot about Dark Specter, but I like Ecliptor better.
Okay, well, I like Dark Specter.
Whatever.
Dark Specter versus Taja Doll.
These are our opinions. We're all entitled to our own opinions.
No, I am correct and you are all wrong.
No!
Bitch, you're the newbie!
Battle the bitch!
Okay. The next question is, if you could have one Kamen Rider brought to the U.S. for a new show, what Kamen Rider would it be, why, and what actor would you want to play him / her?
Let's have Jason Statham be Kamen Rider. Deno! Oh, no. Oh, no. I would want Kamen Rider Fize, definitely, because I'm a big Fize. Even though he's only a number 3, I'm still a big Fize. I would want Jason Statham to play Kamen Rider Fize. Sylvester Stallone to play Kamen Rider Kaiza. And Angelina Jolie to play Kamen Rider Delta. Because there has to be vagina. I know I'm going to get so much hate on this, but they're serious actors. I would want to see them take up a role like that. I would think it'd be different, but hell, you know, why not? And the reason I would want Kamen Rider Fize is because I'm a big Kamen Rider Fize fan. Story's great, it's really dark, and he glows in the dark. It's a neon light who glows in the dark. Awesome.
And that's all you need.
That's all you need. You're up, Nathan.
I think my answer is kind of obvious.
Yes, Kiva.
No.
Double.
Because it would really work here in America. And as for an actor to play him, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I put the Joker memory into the drive.
I put the Cyclone memory into. Yeah, he's playing two riders. Like, would you want them to have two people play one rider?
Arnold is big enough. He's big enough to be two people.
Arnold is two people.
You could trick the driver.
God damn it!
Have like Arnold Schwarzenegger and
Ben Stein.
Yes. Bernstein being Philip Henn.
Yes!
Or Schwarzenegger being Chotaro.
Oh, God! And Axel?
Christian Bale using his Dark Knight voice.
I am Axel.
And Keanu Reeves playing Skull.
Whoa. Like Henshin.
Skull. Hang on a second.
Oh, where's he going?
I don't know.
He's
actually probably getting his Skull Guy memory.
Yes, exactly. Dude.
Skull.
Like Henshin.
By the way, I'm totally jelly that you have Guy memories. I want Guy memories.
They're big. They're pretty big, actually. But I guess Lightyear.
I would have to say Double Two, because everything.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, and everything could be so easily adapted to an English translation. I mean, the Guy memories are in English. There aren't any fancy, you know, wordplay like with O's. You know, it already has a detective theme, which is already prevalent in the United States. It's not like doing Power Rangers Samurai. It's like, well, none of us cared about samurais, you know, because detectives have been around for forever.
If you think about it, it's kind of like Law and Order played to a Kamen Rider state. I mean, I know it's going a bit overdramatic, but if you think about it, it's kind of like a regular Law and Order detective story in terms of Kamen Rider, if I might put it so boldly.
Do you think they would... If they were to bring it, do you think they would, like, pull a CSI Miami?
I hope not.
They better not.
I hope not.
I really hate for Shodaro I'd hate for Shodaro to steal the CSI thing. Well, it looks like he just got double-drived. Yeah! Like, none of that. No. No. No, none of that. Okay.
And
so,
actors.
I don't really know or care, so I'd say Danny DeVito as Shodaro.
That's not right.
Jon Stewart as Philip.
Why?
Just because I don't care. Just because I don't care. And Stephen Colbert is Axel, since Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert already hate each other.
We're having one to like, punch you right now.
So funny. Okay, our next question is from Anime Tom 100. Have you ever watched the Korean series Exertion? If so, did you like it? If not, watch it. It's awesome. I have not seen it. Next.
I will watch it.
Yeah.
Anime Tom, because we need to incorporate stuff like this into the Tokusatsu Corner.
Yeah, I've recently acquired interest in watching Korean Tokusatsu, so we might watch some stuff, and if you provide us a link, then maybe we'll watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next question is, what is your favorite Metal Hero series? I don't know what Metal Hero is.
Big Bad Beetleborgs, VR Troopers.
I haven't seen any. Next.
Yeah, we haven't seen...
For you!
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Japanese versions of these shows.
Nor have I.
I've only seen the adaptations, VR Troopers and Big Bad... Big... Dicks. Big Bad Dicks.
Big shit!
I've only seen the adaptations of VR Troopers and Big Bad Beetleborgs, and that's all the Metal Heroes exposure I've gotten. And really can't answer the question. Again, if you have any links to any Metal Hero series that you suggest, send us a link. We'll probably take a look at it.
Okay, our next question from Anime Tom 100. Is if you could go on a date with any girl from Power Rangers, who would it be? I'm already going to take Kimberly.
Oh, you dick.
Trini. I know. Don't say a thing.
I wasn't cutting.
Don't say a thing. She is hot. I don't care.
She was hot.
She was definitely hot.
Actually, I would pick Cassie, pink Space Ranger.
So you like to Asians then?
Yes, yes!
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, I'm just saying it's a thing.
It's a thing!
Oh, you're not saying anything because you're afraid your girlfriend will hear it and beat the shit out of you.
She already did. She gave me a weird look once I said the question. Anyway, next question. Next question
Tokusatsu
is from...
Tokusatsu Corner, girlfriends aren't allowed.
Girlfriends not allowed.
No girlfriends.
Next question...
Okay.
Nothing, dear. I didn't say anything.
This would be great for bloopers.
Yeah, she's sitting right next to me. That's the problem. Okay. Our next question is from Andy Baker. If you could change Tsukasa's character, how would you make him likable?
I would kill him. That's how I'd make him likable.
Which Tsukasa are we talking about?
We're talking Decade.
Oh, I just take him out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Easy. Fast question. Boom. Next.
Bam. Take him out. Just that's it. By the way, the way to make Decade better, just take it all out.
Make it non-existent. Wipe that shit from my memory.
Yeah, pretty much. If you could cross over an anime and a tokusatsu, which would you cross over?
Sailor Moon and Kamen Rider.
Which com? Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say that. Yeah. Alright. It has to be specific, what, Kamen Rider?
It's just a tokusatsu. If you want to get more specific, you can.
Gundam and Kamen Rider. I guess I would want to see Gundam Wing crossed over with Kamen Rider Double. I think it would work, since all the machinery Double uses. I would like to see some giant robots. I mean, not Power Rangers style robots, but I mean Gundam-esque, like, you know, battle suits.
Yeah.
Like, not 10 stories tall, but, you know, kind of a little bigger than a human.
If I could cross over any anime and tokusatsu, it would probably be... Aquarion and Kamen Rider O's.
Why Aquarium?
Because I abridge it. No. Because...
Reason!
Reason! Aquarium switches out the head, body, or the head... What is it? The head and body, the back and the legs. It switches them out for different combos, and O's already switches them out for different combos, so it'd be interesting to see what they could accomplish with those different huge amount of combinations.
I'm just gonna cop out and say Go Kaiju in One Piece.
How dare you make Marvelous annoying, sir?
How dare you make Gokaiger shit?
Sir.
That's right, I said it. One Piece is garbage.
And we're not including that because I don't want my email filled with rage.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir?
I don't like that whole, it's all about the journey, not the treasure. Shut up!
If I had to, maybe like something like a Helsing with Kiva. Because they're already killing vampires either way. Why not make it even more epic?
Why not make it even more violent?
Okay, next question?
Yeah, next question.
Okay, next question is, who is a bigger prick, Dr. Maki or Ryubei Sonozaki?
Dr. Maki.
Next question. What monster of the week is the freakiest?
The Teletubby magazine Teletubby monster.
That panda thing from O's.
Oh, we were talking about freakiest, not stupidest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Is it weird that I find that panda thing oddly cute in some way?
A little bit. Nightshade?
You go. I'll go last.
Okay. Nightshade, whatever you're thinking of, it's wrong. And Nathan, you're wrong. The freakiest monster of the week was that puppeteer baby from Double. Oh, you know it to be
God,
true.
I forgot about that.
Oh,
you know it to be true.
Oh, no!
I will show a picture right here. This is the creepy doll.
Oh, that's disgusting. From Double. That's disgusting.
It is creepy.
I think it's disgusting.
Sir Nightshade, what's your wrong answer you were going to give?
I don't know of anything I can top that.
Okay, next question.
No! Yeah, no, I didn't say anything yet. Oh, God. There's this... It's between... oh, God, what's that? Friggin'... There's this thing in the... Is it violence? Hang on. There's this really weird one. He had a ball for a hand.
I think that was violence.
Alright, it's between violence and Spider from Double. From Double and the Double Movie. I think those are the two freakiest looking things I've ever seen. Spider's just disgusting. And violence is just... Wow. Oh, now I know. I think violence is the one with that, like, see-through mask. Kind of. This is weird. Yeah, but that's still pretty weird. Alright, so it's between violence and Spider.
Okay, next question is, if Saban hired you to adapt one Kamen Rider series, which would you adapt?
If Saban hired me, I would say, so long, everybody. I'm kidding.
Irrelevant, Nightshade!
I'm kidding.
You're taking their money.
Okay, everybody's gonna say this, so I guess I'll speak for everybody now. Double.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was mine.
Double has to be the one that has. As much as I love Fives, Double has to be the one to come to the States. Because it's the easiest to adapt to, like everyone said before. The color scheme's friendly. The transformations are awesome. The powers are unique in their own way.
If they cut out Puppeteer, it'll be kid safe.
Don't make it kid safe. Get the Puppeteer in there. This is made for teens. This should be made for teenagers, not children. But yeah, Double. Everybody thinks Double should be adapted to the United States because it's the easiest to bring back.
Okay, next question is, what are your thoughts on the Kamen Rider O's finale, and how does this compare with other Kamen Rider final episodes?
Finale for O's was epic. Unbelievably awesome. If they did that in Double, it would have been a perfect season. It would have been, no questions asked, great. This is how they should have, this is the ending that should have had the Double factor. But I still think it was a great series overall, and the ending was just... Wow. Great. And in terms of comparing it to others, I don't really think there is one that you can compare it to. I mean, this is... I guess you could compare it to Blade a little bit in terms of sacrifice and sadness and stuff like that. I mean... Might have that kind of sort of ending like that, right? I mean, it had to. But yeah, that's just me. You guys?
The finale was good, but I resonated so much with the Ankh character that I really, really hated him dying, and I don't see it as kind of a, you know, boost, like, oh, you know, they killed off my favorite character, the series is so awesome. It's like, well, why would you do that? You know, kind of thing for me. I thought it was okay. It was definitely better than Double's finale. Definitely. And light years ahead of Kiba's finale. Yeah. And those are the only series that, I've completed, so those are the only series that I can compare it to.
I don't think I've made this a secret. I highly enjoyed O's ending.
Really? I didn't know. This is a total shock for me.
Wait. Hold on. You liked it?
No, I know. Shocking. But it was just done so well. And it had an even better ending than Double, which is my favorite series. And you just feel the impact, like you feel the impact of the sacrifice Ankh made to help Eiji destroy Dr. Maki and
bring peace to the world. Sort of.
Yeah. And it's just so freaking good. I really can't say, I can't say more than I already have.
Okay, then our final question for our batch of questions is, how do you feel about Kamen Rider O's as a whole?
I think we just described it as a whole. It was an incredible series.
I will mention this, though. There is a dry spell.
Yeah,
in the
middle there
of the
are.
No, there
actually,
is a dry spell.
I thought there were a few, you know, filler episodes, that obviously filler episodes that I didn't like.
Drug out episodes, like, you know, like maybe one or two things happened in 30 minutes. One thing I will say is that I like the main character of Fours more than I like the main character of O's. I'm just gonna put it out there.
Why? His
Eiji
hair.
The hair too. Eiji was just so bland, you know?
I liked Eiji as a character.
Yeah, he was a little funny, but I mean,
he was a regular guy before this all happened, and then he just lost, like, everything that he found dear to him. So he just dedicated his life to helping other people.
Yeah, but my opinions still stand. I like Gentaro more than I like Eiji.
That's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, even though
Yay.
It's wrong. But
you're entitled to your opinion, even though it's wrong. But you're entitled to your.
I still gotta say that the best character in all of O's is a tie between
Ankh.
No, fuck Ankh. I like
what?
Ankh, but it's a tie between Date and President Kogami.
Cake boss.
Happy birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday. We should probably
I'm gonna make a bold jump here and say that Cake Boss is the best character in all of Kamen Rider.
We should probably have him say happy birthday somewhere around here.
Happy birthday.
And thank you all for asking those questions. And
that's a lot of questions this week.
Well, we took a lot of time answering them because we were dicking around and such. But anyway, if you want your question answered on the Tokusatsu Corner, send us an email at tokusatsucorner@gmail.com with your YouTube username, or whichever name you prefer being called. Or if you don't have an email, then send us the questions through private message to either me, Light, or Nightshade. Huh. Guess what my clock says, what time it is.
I think it's superhero time.
Oh yeah, my clock says it. It's superhero time,
which starts now.
Superhero time! Gokaiza, switch on! Kamen Rider Falls! Hadeni, kita!
All right, guys, I'm pumped up as shit, man. You guys ready to talk about Gokaiza and Fours?
Not really.
Yeah. No. Come on! I'm the only one? Nope. Gotta talk about it. We gotta talk about this.
And let's get started with Kaisuko Sentai Gokaiger, episode 31.
Alright, I'll tell you right now, I felt underwhelmed.
You're so pumped, and you're like, girl, I'm so pumped! It was okay.
No, for this reason. I was waiting for the sixth O-Ranger.
Yeah. Jack's a little busy, though.
I don't care, dude. I was expecting to be like, oh, let's go O-Ranger. Like, I was expecting to get down in the fight, you know, just before they were able to finish him off. He would just go into O-Ranger mode, and it would be awesome. But, you know, I felt like, you know, they were one Ranger short of being awesome this time.
Yeah, that would have been really cool. But
they did show him in the first episode that a guy came in when he said, yeah, just get the ranger with the kanji face. You know, he was like, Shinkenja, oh, ranger. But no.
But other than that, fantastic episode.
It was a great episode. we see Bosco's real form.
Oh,
God.
Oh yeah.
That was terrifying as shit. Oh my God.
And
let's bring up the clip where he's
where he's like beating the shit out of the Gokaigers. Let's bring up a little piece of that.
マベちゃんには見せたことなかったっけね。これがアカレットも恐れた俺の真の姿さ。真の姿。まさかガレオンで飯作ってるだけで俺の首に300万ザギンの賞金がかけられるわけないっしょ。さてマベちゃん、どうする。待てかい。前も持ったけど、うるさいな、キュ
ウ。はい、はい、はい、しっかり
やろう。ファイナル崩壊スクランブル。こんなもの。こう、てめえ！
もう終わってるけど。
何？
Did you see how he broke guy's arm?
That was crazy.
I know.
I was like, did that really just happen? Moment.
Like, I think, like, when he broke Guy's arm, that was, like, the most brutal moment in that scuffle, if you could call it that.
Oh, my God. That was...
Well, your ranger suit is supposed to protect you, and the fact that he broke his arm
really
while using the ranger suit...
Really
proves that they're just spandex.
It proves how strong Bosco really is, and he never needed the ranger keys to fight.
However, I'm starting to get an idea, and I don't know if it'll be spoilers if I say it.
No, go ahead. It's just an idea.
Bosco is the king of the fleet.
You mean what? Of Gokaiger?
Of Zangek.
No, not Gokaiger. Zangek.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
Just an idea, because he's crazy powerful.
That would make sense.
Yeah.
And we have never seen the king. And they said he's away doing something. And, I mean, Bosco has been in a fake form for a while.
See, when he transformed, I was kind of expecting him to, like, turn into, like, this evil ranger. But this was a great surprise. Like, oh, this is so awesome looking.
And
like, he just screams evil.
And the previous times that we've seen Bosco, you never really thought he was, like strong. That's why he needed the ranger keys and his monkey to fight. But he just completely proved that wrong by destroying
raping the Rangers. Raping the shit out of them.
Okay, do you guys want to get really scared?
Alright.
What if his phone could accept Ranger keys and he could morph while he was in his original form?
That could be possible. That could be possible.
Yeah.
Could be possible.
And another thing, it's good to know that the ultimate powers look like Dragon Balls.
Their ultimate power this time was they shot a cannon. they shot the Sonic Rain Boom.
But I didn't see Rainbow Dash anywhere.
She didn't need to be there.
You saw it last week.
We saw Fluttershy in there somewhere.
It would have made the episode 20% cooler.
Oh my god. Look at that, look at the rainbow coming out of that thing, Jesus. Friendship is my best! This episode had its ups and downs, and it had its good moments and the disappointing moments, but I definitely can say that this was a good episode.
It was.
Yeah, this is just fantastic seeing Bosco. Like, oh man, like seeing Bosco beat the shit out of the Rangers like that was just amazing.
I even scared the monkey.
Yeah, fuck that monkey. You should be scared. Him and his red baboon ass.
But I think, yeah, final verdict, we could say Go Kyger, thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Three thumbs up.
You don't have three hands.
Nobody probably has three hand. Thumbs.
I do have three thumbs.
Whatever.
I'll give you a hint. My third thumb's my penis. Speaking of penises, let's talk about Kamen Rider Foes, episode 4.
Yeah!
I don't know what that segue had to do with it.
I have to say this right now. To everybody at home, and to you guys. This is a gripe I've had with Foes ever since I saw Star. This is a gripe I've had with Foes ever since I started watching it.
Other than Gintaro's hair?
Yes, other than Gintaro's hair.
And now, people. The
food droids. I don't like his motorcycle. I think they got lazy with the motorcycle on this one. Yes, I know it's a motocross motorcycle. It's supposed to fly through the air. But I feel like more details should have been done to it. Like, remember, Comrade O's and Double and Decade. Yes, Decade was a terrible season, but his bike was very detailed. It had, it was big, it was, you know, you knew it was there. Not in a good way, but you still knew it was there. Double had those interchangeable parts. Looked incredibly badass riding. And, Double had that lion feature, which we only saw in a few episodes.
O's had the lion feature.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And O's had that lion feature going for it. And the bike just looked badass itself. Here, space. I feel underwhelmed seeing the bike. These are the voyages of the Starship. If anybody can relate to where I'm coming from.
Yeah, the bike does seem a little off. I mean, it doesn't relate to Fours except the fact that it has Rocket on it. I mean, if you look at the Double bike, you know, the first half has the V, and then the first half is green, and then the back end is black.
Oh, the first half is black, and the back end is green.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. So, I like Double. I just don't like the fact that
I'm dyslexic. I'm just dyslexic with colors, okay?
Yeah, and then the back of the bike would switch out, with the different modes that you could go on for, I think, what was the back end? Luna for the ship, for the water, and then, heat for the
flight,
yeah. But, I mean, Force is, yeah, it's just a rocket and it can attach to this thing that makes it a tower sometimes, so it's like, what?
And it just looks kind of like a half-assed rocket, I mean...
Yeah, although I do have to say, I do feel like it's a little underwhelming, but I do like how they're using the bike more as a weapon rather than just ramming into the enemy like they usually do in Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I still doesn't change the fact that I think it's underwhelmed. I mean, yes, it has afterburner blasters, stuff like that, cool. But, you know, just if you were to make the bike look like more bulkier, look more like a spaceship motorcycle instead of just this motocross bike with spaceship parts, like little spaceship things attached to it, I would feel more pumped about seeing it. But as it stands right now, I just don't like it. But anyway, that's enough about the bike. Let's talk about the episode.
Hilarious episode.
I'm so glad Queen became his friend.
We find out that the Queen's right-hand girl is like not the dumb girl who eats potato chips, which I think is adorable, but the other one, the bitch. Bitchier bitch than the bitch. Yes, I just said that.
I think my brain just like broke.
A bitchier bitch than that bitch. Anyway, the one who turned into the chameleon. She found out how conniving she was. Like, she was planning this out kind of carefully. Like, you know, after she met the Zodiar, she was like, oh, I gotta destroy her reputation. So she went through all that, and I think it was pretty good. I think the funniest part is when... Let's bring up the clip where Gintaro and and the Queen are like doing that handshake.
Yes. Clip now.
Bam.
Don't you just love, like, how she didn't, like, learn how to do that handshake, just kind of came natural, like they've known each other their entire lives?
I love how, like, it was done in slow-mo, like, epic handshake, yeah!
They oversold it, definitely, but it was funny nonetheless.
And I really, it'll be another clip, but I really like the second henching that he did in the episode where he goes, Uchukita, and he hits his arm on the pipes around him. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
Yeah.
Huh. 3, 2, 1.
Hit him!
That was hilarious.
Oh, I love that part.
There are other couple parts I thought were hilarious, but we're not going to show clips for those because two or three is enough. But
And also in this episode, you learn that the king is a scumbag.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I knew that he was shot from the beginning. I kind of figured, like, you know, oh, if she's no longer the queen, then, you know, he'll go on to someone else. Like, he loses interest pretty fast. I mean, this is kind of expected from, like, this douchebag guy. Actually, Nathan, you know what? We're good for one more clip. You said two or three. We're good for one more clip.
Well, you already showed three.
Yeah. Let's just show the king being a scumbag.
Okay.
That'll be four.
Yeah.
A special exception.
Yeah.
All right, scumbag clip now.
Yeah. Speech 頑張れよ。
あら、学園のキングが何のよ？
キングだからこそ、新しいクイーンは礼儀を尽くさないとね。
いいな、そんなこと言って。ミユに怒られるわよ。
キングの横にいるべきなのはクイーンだ。
I've seen bad people in my day, but that's pretty low.
That's, oh damn, yeah.
That,
I mean, like,
that's
I
like
just wish the queen found out. I just so wish the queen found out.
And the fact that he applauds the queen for her speech while, like, she's, like, all bandaged up and shit, I think that's kind of adding insult to injury, even if she doesn't know. Because, I mean, he looked like he dumped her ass from, like, the moment, like, she started, like, being an asshole, like, openly, like, when she found, like, when they found that TV clip.
Yeah.
But that was just awful what he did there. I found that appalling.
He's just a terrible person in general. That's, like, every asshole I knew when I was in high
school. It's the new decade.
King being an asshole?
Decade's fault.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Not to mention, we saw a new Astro Switch, too.
Oh, yeah, the Magic Hand.
Magic Hand.
Oh, yeah, I was...
I forget, what was the limit break supposed to be with Magic Hand?
Hopping.
Hopping in Magic Hand.
I was... Was anyone else expecting to see Hopping in Magic Hand limit break this time?
Yeah,
I was expecting to, but...
Another slight disappointment, but... Whatever, maybe next time.
I still want to see a Chainsaw Leg limit break.
What was the one that was supposed to pair up with that?
I have no idea.
Oh.
We'll find out later.
And I guess, final verdict, another thumbs up for Kamen Rider Foes?
Yep.
Yeah, let's give it a thumbs up.
I'm so glad that I was wrong about Foes sucking.
I'm glad we're all wrong about Foes sucking.
Right.
I'm still trying to get used to it, but yes, let's give it a thumbs up.
And you can view these on Overtime and TV Nihon. And you can also watch Gokaiger and Super Sentai Planet. And with that, it's time to advertise our asses off.
We're such whores!
Aw, yeah!
Let's start this, Nathan.
Starting off, if you're interested in tokusatsu, check out Overtime Subs and TV Nihon. Overtime being same day subs, but TV Nihon being a little more detailed, adding graphics and such to their subs, and they have a much larger library of subs under their belt.
If I may say something to Overtime, Overtime, you were bad this week. You made us wait too long for foes. I am wagging my finger at you right now. Shame on you. Alright, I'm gonna wag my finger. Go.
Okay. Anyway. If you're interested in Tokusatsu toys, check out cstoysjapan.com and hobbylinkjapan at hlj.com. Two great sites and two awesome distributors of Tokusatsu toys. And also, if you've been wanting your toys to be realistic, or if you want any models or even costumes, check out Custom Works. They do awesome detailed work when it comes to toys, models, costumes, and everything of the such. They're based out of Singapore, and they're a great bunch of guys. They do awesome jobs, and Nightshade could attest to that, as his sword Vector was modded by Custom Works.
Modded by John himself, the owner of Custom Works.
Jonathan Chin, an awesome dude. And we want y'all to check out Custom Works, because Custom Works is where all the fun begins. If you're interested in Super Sentai, check out Super Sentai Planet for all 35 years of Super Sentai, and check out Power Rangers Planet for all seasons of Power Rangers, including Samurai. But if you have a Netflix account, go ahead and check out Power Rangers on Netflix, along with VR Troopers and Big Bad Beetleborgs, two other Saban adaptations from Tokusatsu shows. And if you're on Facebook, like the Kaizuko Sentai Go Kaiger and Kamen Rider Foes fan pages. It's a great community. The admins are cool there. They post up different stories, pictures, update when episodes are streaming on YouTube. And tell them about the corner. Spread the word about the Tokusatsu corner.
We need more followers so we can entertain you all more.
And also another plug to JE Fusion, the Japanese entertainment blog, where we get all our stories for the Tokusatsu News Corner. And if you're on Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Just do a search at Tokusatsu Corner. And we update it bi-regularly whenever anything interesting happens. And if you have any questions, suggestions, emails, anything in particular, anything you want us to watch, or whatever, send us an email at tokusatsucorner@gmail.com with your YouTube username, or send us private messages over YouTube. And check out my page, NathanGraves989, for Let's Plays and the Tokusatsu Corner, your weekly dose of tokusatsu. Check out Nightshade's page for Kamen Rider fandubs, and check out Light's main account, XLino9X, for his Abridged series and parodies and such. And check out his other page, Pacey White Coder, for other stuff, such as the Kamen Rider O's Android and Windows app. And a quick shout out to our sponsor, Game On. Game On is a little trading card company headed up by our very good friend Chicken Wings, and it's still in the works right now, but when it's live, we will let you know. And the Tokusatsu Corner is a supporter of Game On, because when you game hard, you game on. With that, we've reached the final stretch of the podcast, and it's time for the Tokusatsu Corner trivia. And
all right,
it's going to be another Kamen Rider question. And question is, what other Kamen Rider series has Ryosuke Miura, aka Ankh, has appeared in? Now you can send your answers to tokusatsucorner@gmail.com, or you can send your answers to either me, Light, or Nightshade. And remember, this will count towards your scores, and make sure you get it right so you can get 1 point closer to being a guest host on the Tokusatsu Corner. And one more thing, the format for our iTunes and RSS feed will be changed, because we're switching to videos starting with this podcast. And you can go to iTunes, do a search of Tokusatsu Corner, show some support, give us a 5-star review, tell spread the word about the corner, and check out our RSS feed if you don't have an iTunes but you still want to download us. And we've come to the end of the episode. Just another fun time, another great show. Thank you all for thank you all for joining us for your 40-minute to hour and a half long discussion of Tokusatsu. And shall we do this again same time next week, boys?
Oh yeah, let's do this.
Absolutely.
Again. Definitely.
Anyway, for the Tokusatsu Corner, I'm Nathan Graves 989.
I'm Nightshade.
And I'm Wyatt 09.
And we'll see you next time.